Can you tell me what kind of work you do? What you work with PBOT, right? Yep. I assume since we're at the yard here. Yep. What kind of work do you do?
We do paving. We do the street maintenance, fix potholes, patch roads, and tear up old roads, put in new pavement, and yeah.
Can you say anything sort of like from your personal experience, like what brought you out to the picket line?
We haven't had good raises in quite a while, and every time it comes up for bargaining, the city's basically like, we'll catch you next time. Things are tough. You know, work with us. We'll catch you next time. And then next time doesn't seem to come, and we're digging in this time, you know. It's like it's time for a change. There's been a lot of increases, you know, in everything. Everything's costing more, and the city's not keeping up. They're not even wanting to, you know, keep up with inflation. So that's why we're out here.
We cover bicycling specifically for the most part. Any idea in your part, from your perspective, like how long it would take of striking before, you know, bicycle riders sort of see, or people that use the street see an impact?
I don't think it would take too long. I mean, there's a lot of work that's done out here behind the scenes. People don't notice the work getting done, but they're going to notice when it doesn't get done.
Is there something specific that happens from these workers here in terms of biking? Are these the same workers that are running the sweepers and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Like pothole crews, for example. There's not many potholes getting fixed today. And we're out here. We have crews that are out here fixing potholes all the time, which is a danger to cyclists for sure. And then, you know, signs and bump out signs and things get busted off, run over. And city workers are on that pretty quick to fix that stuff. And right now, there's not many people out there doing anything.
If you had a message for PBOT management, what would it be?
Keep up with inflation. At least we can keep our wages adequate with inflation, instead of we're going backwards, and they're just not they're not helping us out. You know, keep up with a lot of the policies that they've put in place that have raised up the cost of living around here. You know, we can't. There's a lot of people here that work here that can't even afford a house, and we're forced to, you know, live in sky high rent prices and all that. And a lot of those things are to do with politics that have been made, and we're just stuck with the results. And we're kind of eating crow out here. You know, every time we go to the grocery store, every time we pay a rent check.
Now, I'm sure you know that PBOT could make a really good case that their budget is in a lot of trouble for various reasons. Actually, this week I heard the chief administrative officer, who basically the person who runs the Office of Management and Finance, he basically said PBOT's funding model and the way things are going is that the agency is going out of business. And this was a work session. This has nothing to do with a strike or anything. But, you know, for years, PBOT's been losing money. Revenue's going down for all sorts of other different reasons. So how do you respond to that?
Every Monday, another list of white-collar jobs that are well over $100,000 come out. Brand new positions, made-up titles that you've never even heard of. And you know, they have no problem coming up with jobs that pay $120,000, $150,000 a year. But the people out here on the streets that are actually doing the work, that are fixing the signs, that are fixing the roads, that are putting in sidewalks, they just want some money that keeps up with inflation. But yet they act like they're broke. And they lay over and they just say, we're broke and times are tough. You know, it doesn't seem like it. The city seems to always have plenty of money anytime they want to fill a pet project, some kind of, you know, goofy new idea or something. There's always money for that. There's always money for new trucks and new equipment, but yet to pay the workers out here that are actually doing the work a fair wage, all of a sudden now they're broke. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Appreciate it for coming out.
You mind if I ask you just a few questions?
It all depends on what.
Oh, just general stuff, kind of like what you do
at
the Bureau and that kind of thing. Yeah, so like what job do you do at the Bureau now?
I work for a night shift street cleaning.
We cover a lot of like bike-related issues. Can you say something about how the workers here that are striking, that would be felt by people that are riding around the streets?
Well, on night shift street cleaning, we clean a lot of the bike paths and whatnot. That's part of our job. Basically, that would affect you guys directly.
How many days of striking do you think before people would start to notice an impact?
Immediately. I mean, there's broken bottles and glass every night downtown and whatnot. We spend a lot of time downtown. And it's every night, it's like we started all over again.
How much confidence do you have in, like, the mayor of the city's plan to, like, just plug in replacements and have them do it? Do you think that's a feasible way to make the work happen?
No, I don't. I don't know. We deal with a lot of stuff. There's a lot of safety issues involved. There's traffic issues involved. There's a lot of experience that's, you know, developed over the years to doing this job. You know, we deal with homeless people, we deal with transients, we deal with garbage that is thrown, you know, garbage cans thrown all into it, stuff like that. We have to clean up stuff. There's a lot of people that want to do that kind of work.
Might be a bit shocking for just like a private contractor replacement who's never done that to be dropped into that kind of scene, huh?
You know, there's a lot of biohazards and stuff out there too that we have to deal with and whatnot. And
like, what about the whole budget thing? I mean, I don't know if you keep up with like the PBOT budget specifics, but you know, probably for years you've probably been hearing that they're running on, you know, getting worse and worse, revenues declining for all kinds of different reasons, not just employee salaries and stuff. And they can make a pretty strong case that they are really facing some tough headwinds in terms of just revenue in general and budget. How does that land on you in relation to the strike and in relation to your own salary?
Well, in relation to my own salary, when I compare it to what they get in the offices and whatnot, you know, there's no comparison at all. They always scream that we're out of money when it's time for new contracts and stuff like that. But yet in the office, they always manage to get theirs. I just like to see a little fairness across the board.
Yeah. If you could share something with PBOT management, what would it be?
Well, we'd like to make a fair wage. We put up with a lot of safety issues and a lot of dangers out there now. Everything's changed since way back when, and that needs to be reflected in our salaries and whatnot.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The reason we're out here is for just fair wages, you know? The economy has gotten so out of control that, you know, we can't even live in our own city. You know, we can't fix our roads. We can't fix our sewers. You know, can't fix the potholes.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do at PBOT?
I am a heavy equipment operator.
So from the perspective of people that use the streets, maybe from a bicycle, which, you know, are even more vulnerable to potholes and messes and stuff like that, what kind of impacts, like how soon do you think those impacts might be felt for folks like that?
I'm not sure. Yeah. Right now we're just waiting on our labor team and downtown to come up with a reasonable, fair, on both ends, agreement.
And when you hear PBOT management talk about, hey, we're really facing some tough times in terms of budgets and stuff, how does that land when you hear that?
I'll tell you what I read. City of Portland got $20 million for 122nd. And that means bike lanes, bump outs, islands, and when are they going to get done? So we're just waiting patiently. We're having fun out here. We got a barbecue. Yeah.
Anything else you'd tell PBOT management if you could?
I just hope they can come up with a reasonable and fair wage for us. I've been here 22 years, and I'm not even making what they're making out there.
I appreciate your time. Thanks.